AFN Interlick. AFN Interlick Update.
This is your Interlick Update, here to inform you on local and Air Force headlines.
In a memorandum released September 8th, Air Force Chief of Staff General C.Q. Brown Jr. issued a stark warning about a growing threat to national security, the recruitment and exploitation of current and former Air Force members by the People's Liberation Army of China, or PLA. The memorandum also explains that individuals who accept contracts with foreign companies may be imposing risks to national security that could have legal and criminal implications. Brown stated that the PLA is seeking to exploit the expertise of current and former U.S. airmen to bridge capability gaps throughout their ranks. The Department of the Air Force has taken recent steps to exclude partnerships with companies and organizations associated with the PLA in which members could be targeted, and is working to ensure PLA-associated companies cannot receive work as subcontractors. Attempts to exploit service members are not always obvious. Signs of PLA recruiting efforts may include contracts that seem too good to be true, or like information about the ultimate customers of said contract. The CSAF memorandum should serve as a wake-up call to airmen, emphasizing the vital role each service member plays in safeguarding national security. By being vigilant and reporting suspicious recruitment efforts, airmen can continue to uphold their duty to serve and protect the United States and its allies from those seeking to exploit their knowledge and skills for nefarious purposes. If you or someone you know is being targeted for recruitment or has been recruited to train foreign militaries, it is crucial to act swiftly. Contact the local Air Force Office of Special Investigations Detachment directly at 676-6488.
That wraps up your Interlick Update. Stay tuned for more of today's hit music.